Exercise L12. Identifying a change in topic. 1.
Folk dances. The steps and movements of the folk dances have been passed on from one dancer to another over the years. The movements weren't written down. Since this system is not always very accurate, choreographers had to invent ways of writing down the movements. So at first, they drew little pictures under the music. Then later, they came up with a system that uses dots on lines. These dots represent hands, feet, and heads.
Two.
It was during his search for a new route to India that Columbus reached America. You may find it surprising that even though he made his discovery in 1492, it took a little over 100 years for people to finally settle in the New World. Yeah, so why did they decide to come? Well, some settlers were hoping to escape the problems of the Old World by, you know, moving to the New. Then there were reports that excellent crops could be produced, in Virginia especially. Well, that induced more people to undertake such a long journey across the ocean. So, America was not the sought-after India, but it did offer its settlers a new and potentially rich life.
Three.
It used to be widely accepted that photographs provided a perfect way to document historical events. It seemed that a photographic image preserved in extraordinary detail deeds of both the famous people and of the unknown masses. But this is no longer the case, or at least not the case with contemporary photographs. Because technological advances in the field of photography in recent years have made it possible to manipulate and alter photographic images, a process you all know as digital imaging. So digital imaging, as fun as it might be, or as useful in some fields that it might be, has in fact made it increasingly difficult, well, impractical, really, to use contemporary photographs as a reliable source of information. We can't conclude anymore that photographic records, for those interested in the historical records, can be used for any serious inquiry. You have to take contents of a contemporary photograph with a grain of salt, so to speak.
Four.
You hear snatches of Spanish, French, Russian, Chinese, and a dozen other languages which you probably don't recognize on the streets of major cities in America, right? Okay, even though all kinds of languages are heard, the vast majority of people living in the United States communicate in English. So the United States is considered an English-speaking country. But is English the official language in the U.S.?
Well, sure. All the official stuff, the discussions in the Congress, the official documents, that's all in English.
Can you tell me where in the United States Constitution it says that English is the official language?
No. But maybe it isn't in the Constitution. Maybe it's in a different document.
Well, the fact is that no single language is recognized as an official language in the United States Constitution. Now, having said that there's no official language that's written, stated at the federal level, don't forget that there are also state constitutions.
Ah, okay.
However, like the U.S. Constitution, most state constitutions don't recognize an official language either. Does anyone know of any state constitutions that do recognize an official language?
Well, I'm from Louisiana, and I think that the Louisiana State Constitution recognizes both English and French as official languages.
Okay. The state of Nebraska made English its official language sometime early in the 20th century, and from time to time, this issue pops up and is discussed in various states.